Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we're delighted to be with you right now.
In every way, Sri. You know, I am so eager to talk to all of you today. Sri is eager to talk to you today. It's June 12th, and this is a very powerful day. You know, a lot has already happened today globally. A lot is happening energetically. And how perfect that we're talking about the essentials. What's really essential? The six spiritual essentials.
Because each of us in our lives reaches a point where we say, what am I doing here? Why am I really here? Where am I going?
You know, my goodness. And more than once we reach that point, don't we?
And we take it to an ever deeper level. And when we finally get to that place where the yearning in our heart to be aligned spiritually, the yearning in our heart to deepen the cause of love, when that becomes strong enough, then we're willing to undergo true change in our lives. And at that point, we've actually stepped onto a path of enlightenment, a path of awakening.
In every way. Now, the reason I mentioned the date is because Sri and I are actually getting ready in the next couple days. We're going to be putting out another new video at YouTube at our channel, official SriandKira.com. Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. And the reason I mention that is we're getting close to a very, very powerful solstice ascension moment in June. The Merkaba of self-ascension is already open on the planet, and we have lifted up through that into what we call the Matronian star, this five-pointed spinning energy, and everything is getting more intense. Now, if you have probably already heard today, there was an intense moment in Orlando, Florida. We want to personally send our love and our absolute commitment to all of those that transcended in a very, very scary way.
You know, violence doesn't just impact those who lost their lives. It deeply sends a ripple out, not only to those who were close to the incident, those who witnessed the incident, and those who may not have even known about the incident, yet are feeling off balance.
Yeah.
And this is the effect of an energetic impulse such as that. It's truly tragic that we as a collective humanity have not grown to the point of being able to resolve our stresses in other ways.
Yet this is also part of the twinning earth, Sri.
It is part of that. And the hidden gift in any tragedy, in any harsh event, is it gives you, beloved one, the opportunity to make your choice about your life
and how you're responding to all of that. Now, I want to remind you, if you are listening to us live, remember, you can call in. If the lines are already not full, I don't know, but you can call in to 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And ask for a mini soul reading. Give us your opinion. Ask a question. We're here. And again, if you call and it's busy, it just means all the lines are full. And also means the minute we start talking to people, that's your time to try to call in again. So Sri, as we're seeing this intensity, you know, and guys, if you've not connected with our June revelations, also posted at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, go watch them. Because I don't want to say we predicted what just happened, but we did discuss that there's going to be this massive, intensive heating up. And this is why the spiritual essentials, the freedom to embrace them, is more important than ever.
Absolutely. You know, I think it would be good to revisit some of the energetics of this time we're in to kind of get a context for all that's happening here. Because it's essential to understand that the purpose of polarity is to gift awareness. It's not one side trying to win, although when you're deep in the polarity, you think, you know, I'm opposed to something, or I'm for something and opposed to something. That's when you're in the poles. When we're able to feel the tension of the dark versus the light, love versus fear. When we're able to understand both sides of those polarities, then we reach a new synthesis, or we ascend to a higher perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything going on in our world is designed to awaken us to a higher capacity to love, a higher capacity to be at peace with the cosmos, and at peace with our humanity. And our humanity at times does not go quietly.
You know, it really doesn't. And as we have had this twinning Earth energy, remember, third or fifth dimension, there is so much energy. And the word is intense, and it's going to keep getting intense the closer we get, you know, this Metronian star spin. Remember, it started spinning in May. We had that very powerful retrograde, and everything that was put into motion in May is spinning out, is coming forward. And that's in both the negative and the positive, in both the third dimension, the fifth dimension, and beyond. This is a time when it's your anchor, your commitment, your absolute sterling, beautiful opportunity to claim your spiritual presence will be the greatest gift you can gift yourself. And you know, Shri, that brings us really right to one of, and we're giving these to you in no specific order, but I think we just really should hone in on that spiritual essential, because one of the spiritual essentials is commitment, absolute bona fide, non-wishy-washy commitment. And if you're not already really committed to your journey, your pathway, then the way you begin, the way you say yes to the universe is you find a teacher, a pathway that resonates with you, and no matter what, you give it a solid year.
You know, a year isn't long. Many of us grew up with a religion and a religious practice in our families of origin, and we kind of took it for granted, perhaps. One of the things that I've witnessed in many people is that as their yearning for oneness, as their yearning for truth and awakening deepen, they often find that the path of religion isn't as fulfilling, or they have to look deeper into the legacy of the religious affiliation that they were trained in. The key here is to understand that what you're committed to is a path of love and expansion, and the particular teaching are techniques designed to expand that.
And to expand you feeling amazing about you. If anything ever leaves you feeling less than, if ever anything makes you doubt who you are, if anything makes you feel bad about yourself or encourages you to do things that feel bad about another, it is not of the highest. It is definitely a third dimensional based experience. And you're being blessed at that moment with the spiritual discernment to walk away from that and understand that if you give yourself the gift of committing to a journey for a full year that supports you, that uplifts you, that assists you to grow, you are activating the spiritual essential energy that will lift you through any and all experiences.
You know, one of the things about that commitment is the recognition that we all have emotions. And our emotional body is very much tied to worldly comforts.
Boy, is it.
You know, it just loves social media. It loves fuzzy warm sweaters and puppies and kittens. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Rainbows and roses and whiskers on kittens.
Yes. And when we're on a path of ascension, it means that we're also on a path of spiritual maturity.
Absolutely.
Because we have to grow in love and acceptance for all beings. And as we grow in that fashion, we bump up against old wounds. We bump up against old judgments and subconscious preferences or prejudices. So the path of evolution requires personal healing. And this is why the one-year commitment is an absolute minimum.
And this, guys, this is a minimum. And remember, what we're offering you today are the essentials. We've also put out a video on this. Guess where you can find it? Official Shri and Kira at YouTube. Go to the videos that are at our page and you'll find it, the six spiritual essentials. Because if you really pay attention to these essentials, what you'll discover is that your life gets easier, your intuition gets sharper, your creativity more flourished, and your connections, your serendipitous connections, easy.
Absolutely. And this ease comes only after having stayed the course through the jungle, so to speak, because each of us carries with us our own inhibitions, our own egoic material that has kept us separate. You know, I could ask you the question, why aren't you already enlightened?
Well, I think a lot of us ask us that question, and let's address that question, Sri. And we're going to address that question after we say hello to some callers. And before we say hello to some callers, I also want to say hello to some beautiful people that have written us. You know, remember, you can always send us an email. Simply send it to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's just guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And I want to give a hello to Megan Meem from Pennsylvania. Angel. This beloved angel wrote us after another show that we did, and we've connected before. And sweetheart, we feel you so deeply. Couple things that she wrote. One of them was reaching out to Sri and I on a very personal basis. And I just want to say to you, beloved Megan, thank you for being such a divine presence on the planet. Thank you for your amazing intuition. And I will share with you that, yes, you did connect in with something that I am personally going through right now. And thank you for caring. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for showing how much amazing love you have on the planet. Now, on another note, reading directly from Megan, she says, I have a couple quick questions I would value your opinion on. I have received one of my first connections and it was faint. Now she's talking about a divine, you know, communication. And the name that was trying to get across to me was Jian or Jia. Have you ever heard of that? And who do you think is communicating to me through my soul reading? And then she was also talking about doing her family's numerology and all the fours and eights that came up. The one thing I want to share with you, my love, is the name that is coming to you, whenever we have, and this is part of when we commit and when we're in our spiritual essential energy, the first name, I remember my very, very first connection, the very first one I ever had was White Eagle, very first one that ever came and I had this beautiful connection with. Each of us has a very special connection, a very special soul guide. It's the one that's there to help you remember. It's the one that is exclusively there as part of your journey to open the door. So whether or not anyone else has heard of the name is irrelevant. What matters is that you begin to trust the connection and allow it to develop and give you the gift that you are receiving. Remember the essential. You know, I got to go back to something we were just talking about earlier. As long as the information that's coming through uplifts you, uplifts others, and does not encourage you or offer you anything negative, then it is of the highest. And you can ask them, you know, you gave me a couple different spellings here. Ask them for the name. Ask them to clarify the spelling. Ask them, you know, what the next steps are. Because again, these beautiful, benevolent beings are there. And this one feels very benevolent. These beings are there to open the doorway. So it's a moment of celebration. Now, all these fours and eights around you, I love because that's very angelic. Remember that when we lay the eight on its side, it's the infinite. And when we spin the infinite, it becomes very extraordinary. And the four is the diamond portal of connection. And your last question, which I thought was kind of fun, Sri, and maybe you want to jump in on this one, is she says, lastly, in your opinion, are twin flames truly only able to flow and give the best of their abilities when connected? Can they help each other resolve deep issues and energies?
Oh, it's a beautiful question. Because I have some firsthand experience with that.
Yes, you do. And that's why I was passing that one on to you.
You know, there is a misunderstanding in the vocabulary, twin flames or union souls, as we refer to that energy. The key is you yourself are complete. The soul is an infinite energy. And when there is another soul that has the same signature as yours, that is really part and parcel, the same energy as you, of course you can help each other. And when you come together, your capacities are magnified. So imagine the very best of you, you and your individual life, your ability to love, serve, to laugh, to create, whatever it is.
All the above.
Imagine that and now turn it up a notch. That's what happens when you come together with your twin flame, with your divine partner. It gets even more, even bigger, even better. The other thing that I want to offer by way of encouragement is that when we have clearly identified our twin flame, And that person has identified you also, because there must be agreement. The many people have a sad experience of sort of chasing someone who doesn't really agree that they're the other half.
a lot of times you might feel that, okay, this is it. How do I get them to know? The key is they must know within themselves, and it's your presence that can help ignite chasing them.
It's only your presence and your energy which will awaken them, and sometimes patience is required. You can't sell it. So that said, when the two of you do come together and are clear that this is meant to be, your power will increase. Now, when I say power, what I'm talking about is the capacity to create.
The capacity to love.
The capacity to love. The capacity to move through obstacles. All of those are the sign that you've buffed up your energy field. There's greater love and union and energy. And whenever someone is living their mission, that passion comes through and helps co-create success. So the answers to your question, yes, yes, and yes.
And yes. And so speaking of yes, before we dive in, now I want to remind you all, we are discussing the six spiritual essentials. These are the energies. These are the energies of spiritual expansion that will uplift you, that will sustain you, and will help you to stay and remain clear. Because when we are clear, answers appear. It is just that simple. So we've already given you one, and that is the opportunity to say yes. You have to keep saying yes to stay committed. And that when you find a pathway, and if you haven't, find one. Explore self-ascension. Explore what we do at shreeandkira.com. Find the one that resonates for you, but then take one solid year and basically, you know, it's kind of like a no, don't listen to anything else. Take one solid year and dive into your path and watch what happens in your life. That's the power of focus and commitment and saying yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's say yes, and we have some beautiful callers on the line. Let's go to line three and say hi to Whitney, who's a first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Whitney.
Thank you so much. I'm so surprised.
Well, we're grateful you're here.
Oh my God. I was calling for a mini soul reading.
Well, perfect. And thank you for dialing up the phone and your act of trust to say, I'm going to go for it.
And to get in, you know, and I love that because, Whitney, if it's safe to do so, bring your hands to your heart and just, woo, take a nice breath. And that beautiful smile of yours, I feel it. I hear it. I see it. And I love, you know, it's so cute when you said, oh, I'm surprised, because the energy around you is very much about delight. Being delighted. And you have these little, the only way I can describe them is they're like dancing. I was going to say angels, but they're more like fairies. They're like these little dancing fairies around you. And they keep poking you and grabbing you. And they keep saying, remember, it's meant to be fun. Dance through everything. Don't trudge through it and allow yourself to be illuminated. And as they're saying that, as I'm watching this around you, you're in this, it's really interesting. Your whole energy field right now has like this golden spiral energy going around it. And what's nice is that that energy is matching the spin of the higher frequencies of the planet. So whenever we're in a gentle, aligned flow, and while we're being encouraged to see all of the fun or the beauty or the joy of it, it means that we're probably also looking at the other side of that. So it's very important for you right now to recognize that you are in flow. Things are going your way. And if you don't feel delight or you don't feel like it's something you can dance about, that's when you need to stop and reassess. You're also resonating really strongly with the number two. And that's a very powerful number. That's a number of union. That's the one and the one. That's the soul and the self. That's a very powerful number. And so I would encourage you right now to make sure that you're listening to your body as well. You know, pay attention to your body, pay attention to your spirit, pay attention to what's making you dance or not. And you're in flow, my love. Everything is going to be rolling really well for you. Namaste.
Oh, namaste. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Many, many blessings. Good to hear from you, Whitney.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know, Sri, let's talk about another, you know, as I was sharing with her, I just feel that we need to talk about another one of these six spiritual essentials. And that is one that's really near and dear, I know, to our heart. And that is, you've got to have a daily spiritual practice that you feel comfortable doing every day, that keeps you aligned, something that you know doesn't set you up to fail, so to speak.
Well, absolutely. You know, there's many, 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 many spiritual practices. You know, some people say, I like to meditate. Well, even within the word meditate, there are many forms and styles
of meditation.
Meditation. So we're not here to discuss that as much as to say, you've made a commitment and you're going to stick with it for a year. Well, that commitment now includes a daily practice.
Exactly.
If there's no daily practice, what have you really done?
Well, and the key is, it's got to be a daily practice that's easy to accommodate. You don't want to have to change to accommodate the practice. The practice needs to be able to fit in to the routine that you have.
And also, the practice needs to be one that offers you fruits or rewards, maybe down the road a little bit sometimes. Because if we're not pushing up against the structures of our psyche that keep us stuck, we have to push up against them to grow, to awaken. So there needs to be a little bit of discipline involved in the practice, but not so much that you will feel guilty or fail.
Exactly. Or go, oh, I didn't do it because it was hard or it's complex.
And if you run into that, then find another practice. The key is not to say, I failed. The key is to say, I'm looking for the right practice and do it, though.
And
keep looking.
Keep looking. That's it. Now, you know, of course, we want to give you a couple of options here. Go to SriandKira.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see a beautiful button that says Mantra of Self-Ascension. Click on that. What an easy, beautiful spiritual practice. Four short lines that you can use at any time that are a meditation in and of themselves. There's also a tab up at the top that just says practices. Click on it. There's a ton of practices there. Maybe one will resonate with you. It doesn't matter which one you pick. What matters is you commit, it's consistent, and it's every single day.
Or more.
Well, more than every day.
What I mean by that is that what I know I found is that there are so many practices that expand my energy and my sense of peace that I didn't limit myself to just one.
Exactly.
However, where do you start? You start with one.
And you start with one that you know you can accomplish. So in other words, set yourself up to succeed. Set yourself up to say yes. Set yourself up to feel amazing. Maybe it's as simple as hand to heart. You know, one of the most beautiful practices that we have used now for many, many years is simply you bring your hand to your heart. You take in a deep conscious breath. And when you let that breath out, you consciously call a smile to your face. Now, if you do that, I challenge you, if you're not feeling that great, or even if you are and you want to feel better, or if you just want to connect, bring a hand to your heart. What does that do? It sends a signal to the body that you are present, right? It's that comfort to the body. It's that hand to the heart. It's that moment of presence. Deep breath. What is that? Well, that's a gift of love to every cell in your body. Taking in a deep breath and then exhaling out all which no longer serves. And that smile, physical smile, don't just think about a smile, physical smile, activate the smile on your face. That beautiful smile sends a signal to the universe that you are awake, you are conscious, and you are indeed committed. And so that's a very simple practice if you consciously call it forward.
Now that is the key phrase, consciously call it forward. In essence, be present to the practice. Don't just mechanically do the steps. Pay attention as you do it. Deepen the breath. Deepen your awareness. Be present, because the gifts, spiritual gifts, come in the most subtle of ways.
Absolutely.
And you'll start noticing a shift in your inner sense of things.
Uh-huh.
You'll start noticing a shift in the energy around you and that runs through you. And with each breath you take, that may shift even further. Be present. A practice done with presence has great power.
So far, we've given you two of these six spiritual essentials. The first one is say yes to a spiritual pathway, commit to it for a full year. And let me share something with you guys. During that year, there's going to come a moment where you're thinking, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe you're mad at some aspect of what's going on.
Maybe life has thrown up a big crisis and you just don't have time for spirituality.
The key is that's more than ever when you need to say yes and keep going. You must allow yourself the gift of not being wishy-washy. I guess I'm going to use that word. Because if you're wishy-washy and if you're constantly searching, you're never finding. Give yourself the energy. Imagine a full year of knowing that you have found, that you don't need to search, that you're going to commit, that you're going to stay focused. Let that magic come in, especially when the body or the mind of the third dimension says quit. That's when you really need to keep going even more. Then after that year, reassess. How are you doing? Do you want to go further? Do you want to go deeper? Because every spiritual journey is a spiral of divine illumination. And every time you continue, it gets deeper, richer, and more amazing.
You know, one of my early recognitions, and this came through the help of a teacher, was that there was more. You know,
there's always more.
and I say that, it sounds a little silly. However,
but it's true.
I remember doing a practice and it involved a meditation and some sounding, some mantra. And after I'd done the practice a few times, I said, oh, I feel so peaceful. This is so good. And I said, okay, I did it. Now what? Give me a new practice. And my teacher and mentor at that time looked at me and said, there's more. Not saying what the more was, but the essential message was, do you think spirit is finite? You know, who are we not to continue and discover an even more robust fruit, an even more robust peace, an even more delightful, ecstatic moment?
And you know, it is so true, Sherry. It is so true because, you know, I think about, I'm smiling, I'm thinking about our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. This is an all-time classic spiritual piece of literature that has been in print now constantly for many, many years. It keeps being reprinted. And the reason I'm smiling is we have had thousands of people write us and say, the first time I read your book, it hit me, it was powerful, it felt good. But the second time I read your book, I was absolutely confident that new words had been put in the book, that
absolutely.
Those paragraphs were not there the first time I read it. And that's because the consciousness of how of the person reading it shifted.
Whenever you're presented with truth, and it's not just about truth, it's virtually anything that is carrying a depth in its message, there is a need to revisit it because your wisdom will increase as your level of consciousness increases. So the first read, we pick up the elements that we can quickly digest. The second read, all of a sudden, a deeper profundity is made aware to us. And that's enriching. That's a sign of true meaning. And it takes commitment to do it.
So that was number one again, commitment. And remember, number two, which we've already talked about, was that daily spiritual practice to keep you aligned. Because once you've committed, you've got to constantly, you know, Archangel Zadkiel says this all the time. It's not about saying yes. It's about continually saying yes. It's about continually making the choice to continue. This is something that must always be front and center in your mind. And a daily spiritual practice that's easy and uplifting and something that you can integrate into your routine is one of the simplest essentials that will keep you on track.
So let your whole life be a beautiful yes.
Indeed. And you know, speaking of a beautiful yes, we have lots of beautiful people waiting. Let's go to line four and say hi to Alexis. Namaste, Alexis. Welcome to the show.
Hi, namaste, Sri and Kira. I've been waiting so long to have the opportunity to talk to you guys, and I love you guys.
Well,
thank you. Thank you so much, Angel. How can we serve you?
I feel like I am in a turning point in my life right now, and I just need some guidance in how to move forward in all the aspects of my life. And I want a media soul reading.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, as you started talking, I see what's around you. It's funny. as you were sharing, I just want to give you the visual that came in. It was you, and you were standing in what looks like this beautiful crystalline portal of energy, but your head was kind of bowed, your eyes were closed, and you had your hands stretched out to either side, straight out, you know, your arms straight out with your hands out. And it was like you were saying, you were whipping the energy around you to be comfortable, to be happy, to be not chaotic. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because this huge energy of, it looks to me to be Archangel Michael, but I'm also seeing Metatron and a few other beautiful beings around you. They're all saying the same thing. You have the power to take command of this situation and clear the debris. There's a lot of like hangover energy around you, the stuff that just doesn't need to be around you anymore. And they're saying literally, you need to find yourself standing in this pillar in the center and stretch out your arms and just say no to that which needs to leave and yes to that which is ready to come in. And they're saying, you might even want to do this, just stand. Stretch your hands out to either side. I'm actually doing it with you right now. Stretch them, you know, stretch your arms out as straight as you can, and then have the fingertips pointed up toward heaven. Bend the head a little bit, close the eyes, and feel your heart beaming out this energy that's just releasing everything around you that feels uncomfortable. And then take in a breath, lift up the head, and you, as you open your eyes, Archangel Michael and Metatron are literally beaming through your eyes that you will see what is before you with clarity, with joy, and the opportunity to move forward. So the best way for you to move forward right now is to claim the fact that you are ready to move forward. You have the power to clear out that which is trying to hold you back. And if you keep yourself focused on where you're going, it's all going to align up for you. And this is going to happen very quickly, by the way. You're in a very active movement phase in your life. So I'm grateful you got through today, and thank you for the honor of being able to connect with your energy field.
Thank you so much, and more love and light to you both.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings. You know, here we are connecting with the energy of each and one and every one of you that is calling, and I want to just share, it is truly a delight and an honor, because where there is a sincere heart, where there is loving presence, only love can enter. Only that which is positive may truly be experienced. And so it's one of the keys is to recognize that indeed the truth will set you free.
Indeed.
And the truth that is delivered with love and received by an open heart will liberate you.
In all ways. And we're going to liberate our voices for just a moment. And when we return, we've got a lot more spiritual essentials to go. We've got callers holding on, and we have the love of the universe right here for us all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste, everyone, and welcome back. We're delighted to be with you. You know, as we are discussing the spiritual essentials today, you could make your own list. And what we're wanting to call your attention to are the fundamental principles that are common no matter what path and what belief system that you might be working with.
Well, they might be not as common when we get to some of the others, but some of them are. These are the six spiritual essentials if you want to stay in ascended, refined vibration. That's what's most important.
Well, this is true. This is very true. You know, in every spiritual discipline, there are things that will lift you and there are things that will challenge you. And the question is to cultivate the wisdom to know whether the challenge is worth the struggle. Because you can't answer that until you've tried. You can't answer that until you've walked some distance. And this is why we call you back to point number one, is make your commitment and stick with it and do it in earnest and see what comes forward. You know, there's a story that was shared with me one time, and I love it because it's a metaphor that really describes the process of our own evolution. And that is when we move into a healing journey, when we move into a path of love, that which is unlike love, that which is needing healing, presents itself. And so sometimes things get a little more challenging before they get better. Many of you might have had what is referred to as a healing crisis when you work with some herbs or start running energy. And that healing crisis is simply the expulsion of that which is no longer needed, the toxicity that is carried in the body. And so this is also why we encourage you to stick with it, to walk your path and stay focused and stick with it.
So, you know, speaking of sticking with it and walking your path, you know, we're going to offer you, there's a couple here I'm staring at, Sheree, and I'm like, okay, let's go with some of the hard ones. You know, if you're thinking that one or two might have been hard, well, okay, take that breath, relax, and let's talk about eating and nourishment and what that really means. Now, when we are eating for the soul, it's important to remember that light gives light and dark gives dark. Those are just essential truths. Thereby, if you are eating anything of the light, plants grown in the light, anything grown in the light, you are creating more light in your body. Yet if you are eating death or fear, you are bringing more death and fear into your body. And so I know that this has been heavily debated, and I know there are so many people that will give you all the reasons why it's not true. However, the reality is, if you seek to be in a finer vibration, at some point, you are going to need to be a vegetarian.
Now, this concept of vegetarian living has lots of information around it, and certainly you can research it. However, the piece that we want to call your attention to is that everyone has a starting point. We all start where we are. We start with the culture, the family, the traditions we grew up with, and they become habits. And those habits then start defining us. They define how we get our comfort. They also define where our limits are. When we begin to lift vibrationally, that's when the vegetarian lifestyle becomes more important. You can certainly learn a lot about love and still be in a more basic mass consciousness kind of lifestyle and vibrational level. There's many, many lessons that can be learned within that zone of frequency. However, if you're truly seeking to walk a path of enlightenment, what we would call self-ascension, there will come a point where the next attainment, the next level of divine blessing can only be realized if you lighten up.
And the reality is that there will be many, I know guys that there's so many people out there that will tell you, you don't have to be a vegetarian, you can just transmute the energy in the meat. Well, here's the answer. You can allow all of your life force to go into transmuting. But once that's in the body receives it in another way, which means you have to keep constantly putting your attention there. You have to keep putting it there. And remember that it's the energy of what you consume as much as what it is you are actually consuming. For example, Archangel Zadkiel clearly guided us that it was okay for us to have goat cheese or goat milk, but it was not okay for us to have cow milk or cow cheese. And this was because the essential DNA of all of the cattle in the world has very much been manipulated. There has been a energy in the cattle due to the way they've been raised. Yet a farm-raised situation and some of the other ways that animals are treated, you can feel the energy even in the milk. You can feel the energy even in the foods. And so get sensitive to the energy. And the more that you raise your vibration, the more you become aware of that. Because it's more than just what you eat. It's how it's prepared. Who touched it? Who's cooking it? You know, give you an example. Sri and I, one time, were at a beautiful restaurant. I mean, just a great restaurant. This is one of those restaurants that people just raved about because it was such an amazing, well-known, famous vegetarian restaurant. And, you know, Sri and I are vegetarian. We're actually vegan. And we thought, wow, okay, this is great. How exciting to go to this restaurant. And the food was gorgeous. You know, it was plated perfectly and it looked so pretty. Yet the minute I put it in my body, I started getting sick. And within about an hour after eating, we both did not feel well. Our emotional bodies were unstable. And as it turns out, it turned out that night that we discovered the people in the kitchen had been having some severe employment contract issues. And so even though the food looked good, even though it was vegetarian, the energy that went into the food
was like resentment and anger.
And so you're eating resentment and anger. And this is why it is so important that whenever you prepare food, no matter what you're preparing, send love into it. Send joy into it. You know, we've been known to take pictures of our vegetables because they're so beautiful.
Absolutely. And I'm sure some of you can relate that when things were going well in the family of origin and mom made a meal that was her pride and joy, it just tasted good. You know, and that's a reflection of the love. And love is a principle that must guide us as we are in a state of peace and appreciation and gratitude when we prepare our food. It will nourish us in ways that are beyond the conscious mind.
Absolutely. And by being vegetarian, we enlighten. Now, as Sri mentioned, you know, begin where you begin. One way you can begin in the nourishing and the enlightenment of the physical form and the sustenance of the physical form is water. How much water are you drinking? Water is flow. Water is life. So at the very least, start drinking a bunch of water to assist yourself to enlighten the body, to ignite flow.
And if you are a person that's in the habit of what you might call the typical diet, then start shifting it slightly. Don't do battle with your habits. Instead,
exactly.
Bring in more veggies, bring in more fruit, bring in more water.
Bring in the joy. Begin just by saying thank you when you prepare your food or hold it before you eat it and send in the nourishment of joy.
And let's have a joyful connection with some more callers. We're going to head to line one and say hi to Wafa from the United Kingdom.
Namaste, Wafa.
I'm on the line. I've never, ever tried that before, but I was thinking I'm about to have a big birthday. I mean, like one of those zero ones. And it's a really big one. It's a complete change in my life. I think a lot of things are changing and shifting. And I have known you for a long, long time, and I've never had the boldness to ask you for a mini soul reading. So I'd like that for my birthday present.
Oh, I am so honored. Yay. Well, first and foremost, just feel my heart and love around you. And I just love that the universe let you get through today on the phone lines. Of course, it's a divine meant to be moment. And Wafa, as you enter into this next phase of your life, I just keep seeing, it's so funny, they keep showing me lots of balloons and lots of different colors, and I'm hearing horns, and I'm seeing people dancing, and I'm seeing you smiling, and everyone keeps saying the same thing. This is the best time of your life. It's like you've been through the drama, you've been through the trauma, and that you did all of that to get here. And they keep talking about the next 20 years. So you've got a long life ahead of you. They just keep saying the next 20 years will be the radiant years of golden light that the world will receive thee and you will be received by the world. And so it is. And congratulations.
Thank you so, so much. So it's not just taking the golden ray, but it's very appropriate that I'm taking the golden ray at the moment with the golden years ahead.
Yes, I just forgot. I forgot about that. As you just mentioned that, it brought a smile to my face. Absolutely. And it's really your time. It's your time. It's like embellish it, run to it, embrace it, let it flow through you because it's really your time.
Let your voice be heard.
Indeed.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you so much. I'm so glad that I've got through. Miracle.
Woohoo! We love you too. And
thank
happy,
you.
Happy
Bless
birthday.
You.
Namaste.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, honey. Well, you know, Sri, this is just, my heart gets so big because we have the best audience in the world, but you guys know that already. So why don't we say hi to a few more people?
Absolutely. We're going to head to line 3 and say hello to Kathy from Ottawa.
Hi, Sri.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to get through to you today. I can't believe that it happened. I followed you for a long time, and thank you so much. I feel so blessed to connect with you, and I'm here to ask for a mini soul reading.
Oh, Kathy, thank you for the honor, my angel. You know, you have such a fluid energy around you. As you were sharing and as my heart was connecting with you, this beautiful beam of like an emeraldy color was, again, it's like fluid. It's like this beautiful beam of green emerald light that's it's like showing you the way. And it's just saying that it's time for you to relax, receive, and be nourished in the bounty of your divine presence. It's like you're enough. You are enough, and somewhere along the line, that got forgotten, and that it's important for you to be putting you first right now, and that is not selfish. You deserve it, and that it is your moment to take yourself to the next level. And they're saying that this green energy is very much about Archangel Raphael, who has come in to hold you so that you are assured a momentum that will bring you great joy. And August, the month August just keeps coming up over and over again for you. Major stuff. And August is not that far away. So stay in this fluidity. Call on Raphael if you feel you need him and make sure you're putting yourself first, Kathy. I'm so glad you got through. No accident there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I know in my heart everything you said was true.
Oh, thank you, Angel. I love you. Namaste, beloved one.
I love you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Oh, many blessings.
Ooh, you know, it's amazing how fast the show goes, and I know that we've only talked about 3 of these spiritual essentials. Let's squeeze in one more, but guys, remember, you're going to be able to get all 6 with detailed explanation. Just go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. Go to the videos page and look for 6 spiritual essentials.
Now, this next one that I want to bring up, you know, it ties in a little bit with some of the things we said about making your commitment and having the tenacity to stick with your practices, because there is a virus on our planet, and I'm just coining that phrase in this regard right now, and the virus is called victim consciousness.
Boy, is it ever. Now, this is really powerful because it aligns with the planetary thought body, and remember, today, especially June 12th, we had a spike in the planetary thought body with this. Anytime there's a major terror attack or a big activity of war, we have spikes in the planetary thought body. And the planetary thought body wants you to be afraid. It wants you to doubt. It wants you to be the big V.
The victim. And so let's consider for a moment how insidious victim consciousness is. When we grow up, you know, we're trained to be less than. As a child, we're dependent, and we're dependent upon others. We're not as smart as the big kids. We're not as strong as the big kids. and our feelings get hurt. And we learn how to become a victim. Or if we get really tired of that, we get angry, and maybe we become a bully. You know,
right. right.
Which is the persecutor energy.
Right.
The energy of victim and persecutor are like dance partners. They will always dance together. A persecutor must have a victim, and a victim can hang out in a less than mentality too long without attracting into their field of experience some unpleasant experience.
And both of them tend to attract rescuers. So you can see where this can become a triangle of incredible power that goes on and on and on.
And those three roles then dance together, the victim, the perpetrator, and the rescuer. And golly, I can remember sitting around the family dinner table, and we had more than one of each of those.
Oh, I was going to say, I think all you need is any good Thanksgiving dinner, and you can usually see a lot of that.
Now, the reason we bring this up is certainly this is the arena of emotional growth and such. However, with respect to your spiritual ascension, how can you lift into your true power if you believe that you're less than or not worthy?
In other words, a spiritual essential, a foundation, and this also ties into the ones we've already given you, and I'll explain why in a moment, is that you must let go of all ties to victim consciousness. Now, the reason this ties into the ones we've already given you is go back to number one, right? The first thing we gave you was you've got to commit for at least 1 year to a journey, to a pathway. If that pathway in any way keeps you trapped in either victim, bully, or rescuer, it's not a pathway of upliftment. It's just a pathway of coping. And so you must let go of victim consciousness and be willing to grow and to fly free. Imagine how free you would feel when you are free to be and no longer drowning in this less than energy.
And it takes a little practice to overcome the habit of being the victim. We need to cultivate great love for our errors, great love for ourselves. We need to recognize that we have free will. We can choose. Oh my goodness, I can choose. And to be able to choose means I can choose health. I can choose balance. I can choose beauty. I can choose harmony. I don't have to choose poverty or less than energy. I can thrive if I effectively deploy my choices as long as they're aligned with love.
Exactly.
And so that takes a bit of practice, does it not?
Oh, I think it takes a good amount of practice. And that's what brings us to number two, daily spiritual practice.
Absolutely.
Our practices keep us focused. We keep saying yes. We eat light and nourish ourselves. We sustain ourselves and we let go of victim consciousness because, remember, beloved angels, you deserve because you were born. And don't ever forget that.
You know, once you take the fact that you're here and alive means you've already earned the privileges. You are the original blessing of this planet, the human in form, spirit in form.
Absolutely.
Walk tall.
You know it's true. And remember, if you go to shriankira.com, right there on the homepage, you can click on practices, find some other practices to help you stay out of that. And then also look at that mantra of self-ascension. Click on that. You might want to join one of our telejourneys to join with people who are like-minded. Do what it takes to stay out of victim consciousness. And the question you really have to ask yourself is, what are you willing to do to stay in your spiritual ascended presence? Because that's really what it finally comes down to, the choices we make.
Absolutely. The choices you make and your willingness to surrender to the emerging love that is in your own heart. And one of the things I want to remind each and every one of us is that your soul knows the way. And what I mean by that is, as we begin to relax and trust our own guidance, trust our own hearts, there is a synthesis between our clairvoyance or our intuition and our heart. And between the two of them, you will be guided, you will find your way, and things will work out. Each and every one of us has an inner compass. Each and every one of us has the capacity to listen to this quiet call of your own angels, your own heart, and the divine. And beloveds, there are more spiritual essentials, at least according to this moment. And one of the things I want to draw your attention to once again is to visit official Sri and Kira at YouTube. And there you're going to receive even more information about the ones we've shared and discover the ones we have yet to share. Your life is a choice. Your path is a choice, and your joy is a choice.
You know, it really is. Everything is a choice, and you have the ability to make those choices every single day. The question is, are you waking up and giving yourself that gift? Do you wake up and do your practice? You know, we wake up and we do the mantra self-ascension. As a matter of fact, it's going on in my head all the time because I use it so often. And that's why we've encouraged you to go to our website and look at the mantra of self-ascension. Give yourself a spiritual practice that's easy. Let it be easy. And as you move through your week, as you move through your life, as you remember the blessing that you are, the only essential is to remember that you are the light, you are the love, and your life is a miracle. Let it be amazing.
Oh, take a deep breath. Know the truth of that. And beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.